international transformation and success coach Myrna Morris Young delivers life-changing strategies as the host of the Mindset Transformations radio show and podcast. Myrna shares these strategies from success achieved in her own personal journey and by interviewing other best-selling authors and coaches. Each show gives you practical tips on living your best life now by changing your mindset to change your life. I am grateful that you have tuned in today from all over the world. I believe that the Spirit of God led you here so that you can receive insight, revelation, and knowledge to see the next step in front of you as God reveals his purpose and destiny in your life. And now, here's Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your most gracious host, Coach Myrna. And today we are speaking to Daphne Valking of Daphne Valking Coaching. And Daphne is going to talk to us today about the keys to a successful mission-driven life in business. Awesome topic. Daphne, welcome to the Mindset Transformation Show. I am eager to talk to you about a mission-driven life because I love that.
Wonderful. I love it too. I'm really, really glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, to expand on our topic, 90% of startup businesses fail, and many individuals live their lives without fully embracing life or having peace. Daphne Valking, CEO of Daphne Valking Coaching, she's a life and business empowerment coach, speaker, and trainer, believes that life and business leadership is at the root of both of these circumstances. She believes that leadership is about using the most effective strategies to conquer obstacles while taking consistent steps to move forward when tackling our vision. Whether that vision is within our workplace, for our own businesses, or on our lives. During this interview, Coach Daphne Valking highlights some of the most key components of what she finds to be effective strategies for life and business leadership for her clients and her audiences. Well, in keeping with the theme of my show, what I like to do is to leave you with a tip of the week that correlates to the topic that we're going to be talking today. And you know, leadership, whether it's personal, as Daphne talked about, or whether you are leading people, others in your business, and when it comes to building a world-class company, first and foremost is the entrepreneur's readiness to wear the mantle of a leader. And what I want to leave you with are five essential disciplines of an entrepreneurial leader. So, the first one is learning to take full accountability for everything on your watch, which means that the fish stinks from the head down. You know, I remember listening to an interview when President Barack Obama was being somebody who was talking about the, you know, what happened on the battlefield. And you know, trying to blame other things. And he said right away, hey, I am the person that's at the head. And anything that happens, it is my full responsibility. And I love that because, you know, we can all point the finger. But the leader, you're responsible. So just have to be able to take full accountability. Also, as an entrepreneur, you will wear many hats. Success comes from knowing where to focus your attention. Everything is important. Acquiring the skill of discrimination allows the leader to discern what is most important and what is least important. So you're not running around with a chicken with its head cut off. You are strategic. All right. The third leadership skill is organization. Organization is the skill through which chaos is turned into order, right? So there's going to be all kinds of things happening that you don't expect, because that's life, that's business, and you just have to learn how to organize those things as a leader. The fourth essential skill of leadership is innovation. As you begin to consciously focus your attention, you discriminate where the minimum and maximum leverage is. You will recognize the need for continual improvement in your processes. And lastly, the skill of communication. A leader that follows, that has no followers, is only out for a walk. Like I said in the beginning, you can be leading yourself, or you can be leading your staff and your company. So if you have no followers, then you're just really out for a walk. So the trick to leading is to convince your followers to get on board with your mission and your vision. So you must communicate your passion, your vision to your employees, customers, and everyone. So therein leaves my tip of the week. Hope you're able to glean something out of it. So now let me tell you a little bit more about our guest today, Coach Daphne Lynn Balkin. After absorbing the struggles of young people and adults in her community while in her youth, Daphne Balkin had dreamed of one day being successful and becoming an inspirational community leader. Now, as CEO of Daphne Balkin Coaching, she's passionate about helping clients put systems into place to greater reflect their mission and purpose daily. Daphne is a seasoned mentor, motivational speaker, certified group facilitator, life and business coach who has facilitated growth opportunities for thousands of youth and adults throughout the East Coast for more than a decade. Her goal is to ensure the individuals she serves have the strategy they need to move forward to meet their goals and produce results when it comes to their lives and their businesses. All right, Daphne, I know I've been talking for a while, so it's your turn. Welcome to the Mindset Transformational Radio Show. How are you doing today?
I am doing extremely well. I'm doing fine. I'm blessed to be on your show today.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, well, we're going to dive right in and ask your first question. Can you tell our listening audience more about yourself and the services you provide at Daphne Balkin Coaching?
Sure. So I am Daphne Balkin, and I know that C trips you up. I'm Haitian American, so my parents are from Haiti, and I actually married someone who's Haitian as well, so Daphne Balkin of Daphne Balkin Coaching. I started my business 2 years ago. I'm originally from Miami, Florida. So I'm first-generation American, and I live right outside of West Palm Beach area in Lake Worth, Florida. I
oh,
spend
my goodness.
Most of my
That's where I am.
Oh, really? Hey. And then I live in my world. I live most of my adult life in the D.C. Metropolitan area, but I've lived in Philadelphia and Atlanta, all these places. And a lot of the things that I've done before I became a full-time entrepreneur, I was growing businesses through working for other people or tapping into the power of people. So my background has a lot to do with project management, education, public affairs. I have an undergraduate degree from the University of Florida, graduate degree in education from Penn, and I'm a certified life coach. But I just love helping people grow. I love helping people's vision grow, and I'm kind of known in my own circles for really going fiercely for whatever it is that I feel like I need to do, but usually because it's helping somebody else. So I think that's a little bit more about me.
Okay, that's awesome. But you know, if you were to throw a something up in the air as far as life coaching, almost everyone that becomes a life coach is because they love helping people and love serving. So it is a really great vocation to have. because you're in the service industry and you want to coach people to realize their dreams, their purpose, their goals, and it's really rewarding. So, you know, as a certified life coach myself, I welcome you on the show. Awesome. All right. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to take our first break, and we're going to come right back with Coach Daphne Valkin, and we're going to talk more about some business strategies to help you succeed. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna. And today we are speaking to life coach and business coach, Daphne Valkin of Daphne Valkin Coaching. And yeah, I did see here now that you're out of Lake Worth, Florida. Awesome. All right. So your specialty is helping businesses grow. So let me ask you this question. What do you define as true leadership? And how can a leader be most effective for his or her followers? Yeah, I feel good about my intro because I know that's what you're going to talk about.
Yes, sure. I think that's a great question. What is true leadership? Mm-hmm. And I think I can kind of pull in here a little bit more about what I do. So the majority of my clients are clients who are either having a vision and they want to turn into a business, or they have a business and they want to make it a more profitable business. Maybe they've had the business for maybe 1 or 2 years, and they're kind of still in the beginning phases. And so a lot of what I help individuals on practically is about sales and marketing and operations when it comes to their businesses. But on a greater level, it's about leading in their life and their businesses so that their business can be fruitful. I always tell my clients when I first start working with them, what makes the difference between the clients that do a lot better than others in terms of their businesses are the ability to move past time management and fear in terms of blocks. And when it comes to leadership, leadership is about not only doing an amazing job at whatever it is that you do, which I see a lot of entrepreneurs are able to do when they're working under someone, but it's also about modeling that same thing when you're in the forefront, whether you're leading a project, you're leading a team, or even you're leading your clients. So how are you modeling being excellent and really producing fruit, I always say, so producing some great results in your own life or in your own aspect of your business in a way that other people are inspired to follow and they're inspired to do amazing things as well. So I think that is true leadership. It's not only operating in excellence, but it's inspiring others to operate in excellence as well, even when it's hard.
Oh, yeah, especially when it's hard. Well, that is a true test, right? Yeah, that is the true test. Awesome. Well, you've just added some more to, you know, what I talked about, what a leader does. And you're right. You talked about the followers and producing, you know, fruit and time management. Yeah, time management is the biggest problem because, like I said earlier, you have all these hats that you have to wear, and you can be spending time just fixing the problems, and you're not growing. You're just reacting and not being proactive. And, yeah, producing fruit is good. Awesome, yeah. And inspiring others. Yeah, that's basically what Steve Jobs of Apple, that is one of his, you know, biggest legacies. The inspiration that he had for to have people follow him. Great. All right. Now we're going to get to some, you know, a little sadness, I say, because, you know, research shows that 90% of startup businesses fail. You know, it's great that you have a vision, and it's great that you have the courage to go after that vision. But a lot of times, you're right, if you're not working with a coach or you don't understand how to lead, how to manage and do most things, then your business is going to fail. So what do you think, or, you know, that you've come across that sets successful startup businesses apart from the ones that do fail?
Well, that is a really, really wonderful question. And I always think with that, statistics like that, if you operate, you know, in a success, in a perspective that's success-oriented, but it's not a deficit perspective, then you already think of yourself as an entrepreneur as one of that 10%, the aspect of the statistic that is a success. And so speaking to that, what separates you as a successful entrepreneur from those who are struggling, and I want to say who are struggling over a longer period of time, because all entrepreneurs struggle to an extent. It goes back to that time management and fear piece. So with time management, well, let me start with fear, because I think the fear impacts time management. So the procrastination, I think, is a big, big thing with people who are running their own business, especially if you have a full-time job, if you really don't have any pressure for you to produce in your business. I think sometimes it can be tempting to not move forward, but I think that that procrastination is rooted in fear often. It could be fear of success, fear of failure, fear of not knowing how to do things well as a perfectionist, or not feeling like you know how to do it perfectly and not wanting to do anything. It could be fear that's masked in you spending your time doing things that are not going to move the needle in your business, so they're not going to produce fruit in your business, maybe working on your website for a year versus in a shorter period of time. So maybe even fear of judgment. So comparing yourself to other people who have been successful in your field, not realizing that they had to struggle and they had to surpass challenges before being successful. So I think that fear, and I think with time management, depending on if the person, even if they have a 12-hour day of things that they can do in their business every day, not managing that time effectively, using that time, maybe doing networking events all day and not working on their actual business product, maybe they're doing a lot of marketing, images, social media, but not doing enough sales. So I think it's mismanagement of time, also misprioritization, and I would say not understanding what exactly they need to do in order to produce in their business, all fall under time management to me. So, I think it's fear and time management often can result in additional struggle in business when it comes to people who are hoping to grow their businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I like the social marketing piece, because a lot of businesses or a lot of people, you know, get into thinking that they just need to be in Facebook or Twitter, and then clients will come running. And what they don't understand is mass marketing takes years to produce fruit. And direct contact is the only way to grow your business when you're starting and you're, you know. Not knowing what you need to do is probably a big thing. And I like what you say about the procrastination to move the needle. So that is pretty good, you know, what you want to call it, as far as your observation, as far as the companies that you have helped. So what I'm assuming that as a coach, you help them understand what they need to do. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. And so, that's perfect. So that's what you're doing. We're talking to a business coach. All right. I see that you serve individual clients as well as business clients. What is it that you provide for your individual clients through life and business coaching that they may not be able to do on their own?
That is a great question. So when it comes to my business, when I first started out more than 2 years ago, I was making about $75 a month. I had one client. I, before I had that one client, I did my website, registered my organization, got my bank account up. I did all that in one day. And then my first week of business, I was able to solidify about, I think it was between 20 and 30 consultations. And I do one free consultation before I start charging for coaching. So I was doing very well, but then after doing those about 30 consultations, more than half of the individuals who I spoke to, almost, I would say at least two-thirds of them, said they wanted to coach with me, only one signed up. And so what I had to realize was that there was something that I was missing, that I was not doing right, even with my background of being successful and working for other organizations. So I sought out eventually a business coach. And through hiring the business coach, after learning how I had a sales issue and understanding how to sell, people were saying yes, then I hired a business coach. My revenue in January went from being at $35 a month to being on par with my husband's salary. So the reason why I say that is because having someone outside of you who can take a look at your business and what you're doing and be able to help you so that you're not going astray, I think is really important. And that's what I do for my clients. I basically let them know the things that I have discovered that I did wrong, but also the things that I have researched that I have learned through my certifications. And I did a lot of classes through some of the entities in Washington, D.C. when it came to building businesses. So all of that, my experience, the experiences of others, my research, I avoid them having to spend 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 15 years being lost like I was, or feeling like they're confused or lack clarity or lack direction or have a beautiful idea but are not reaping the rewards. So that's what I do individually with my business coaching clients, and I kind of explain why it's something that would be more challenging to do on their own. Before I sought out a business coach, I immersed myself in as much free content as possible. I was Googling sales, marketing, building a business. I was on every webinar, teleclass that I could be on, but I wasn't getting the information that I needed. And so I had to really seek out someone who had done what it was that I wanted to do and then pursue that person and then pay that person to be able to grow my business. So that's what I do individually. And then when it comes to life coaching, I have a group program that I launch at least once a year. It's about releasing the past and moving forward into your future in a way that's going to be successful. And it's, the components of the program are resilience, figuring out how to bounce back, energy, having emotional and physical energy every day, action, how do you spark action and continue to take action, productivity, how you can be productive on a daily basis, and then progress. So the program is called REAP, and that I was just shouting off kind of the meaning of the acronym REAP in the program. So I do that in a group format, and then I also offer one-on-one coaching to those who want leadership coaching. And it's life coaching, but I call it leadership because I feel like leadership is about leading in every area of your life, finances, relationships, health, fitness, wellness, all of it I think is leadership. So but the majority of my clients are business coaching clients, and they're one-on-one business coaching clients.
Okay. Well, that's awesome.
Thank you.
We do similar things. My specialty as well is entrepreneurial coaching. You've got to be able to lead yourself. You've got to be able to understand what it is you need to do. And I like the path that you took. You got a business coach to help you with your business, and now the things that you've learned you can teach. And what you're saying is that you stop someone from wasting time for 5 years. When they talk to you, they can short circuit all that waiting time they're able to have somebody direct them. So, and that's why people write books, because where are you going to read a book about someone who's been successful? And you can learn from them, or you have a coach. But, I also like your path about going into webinars, and because you have to become an expert at what you're doing. You have to know your industry. You have to know your competition. you have to know things. So, yeah, learning is also very important. Good stuff. All right. So what do you think a thriving life and business look like?
That's a really good one. A really good question. I think that a thriving life and business looks like one in which you experience peace and a feeling of abundance. So the peace comes from being able to feel like you're not under stress, you're not operating in shame or guilt or any of those things. And those things show up in business too. Fear shows up in business. And fear prevents people from being able to thrive in business because they can't sell their product. They're afraid of what people might say. They're stuck. But that fear, that feeling of being stuck or that feeling of being frustrated could come from something that they experienced in their youth or something they experienced in a really negative relationship. So it relates, the life and the business piece, when it comes to that peace that one should be experiencing in both life and business. And then the abundant piece is not operating in lack, so not feeling like I'm not good enough, I don't have enough, my business is not good enough, I'm not far enough. All that not enough kind of stuff is not a mark of a thriving life or business. But a thriving life or business is one in which even when you're not where you want to be, that you are proud and grateful for what it is you've done already. And not only are you proud and grateful for what you've done already, but you're wanting more. You're wanting more for yourself. And wanting more doesn't mean that you always feel like what you're doing is not good enough. Wanting more could be or should be because you always want to operate through being the highest expression of yourself. So you always want to make sure that you're fully representing, and I'm Christian, so I would say fully representing all that God has for you. Now, I don't mean you need to be rich, but this could look like you make $50,000 in your business, but you could do a better job of being a great mom. So as you're thriving in your business, you can experience even more fullness in your business knowing that your balance is really great when it comes to showing your child love, whether it's your adult child or your younger child. So it's always figuring out, how can I have even more fullness when it comes to life or business? Not necessarily financial fullness, though it can be that, but feeling full and feeling whole and feeling like you can always grow and enhance yourself and those around you.
Awesome. Yeah, so, you know, what I hear you saying is that you have to put the spiritual piece in. You have to operate in gratitude. You've got to not be thinking of lack. You've got to be, so yeah, that is how you basically succeed. It's all in your thoughts. It's basically how you operate in life. And that's good that as a business coach, you incorporate that. Very good. Awesome. So when it comes to sales and marketing, what are some of the biggest issues you see with business leaders who you work with?
Great question. With sales, I think one of the biggest issues is how they can clearly communicate what it is that they do and why it's valuable to the right people. So some clients are going to events or talking to prospective clients who really are not their ideal client. So that person or whoever they're talking to is not closing or converting into becoming a paid client, because they're not the right person for my client's product or service. So making sure that they are targeting their right client. And then in the way that they communicate it, practicing and being very, very clear and concise in what exactly they do, but in a way that appeals to their ideal client. So I had one client, for example, who was an organizational consultant. She is really excited about certain things, maybe like, let's say it could be being organized. So she might be excited about being organized. But the ideal client may be more excited about fixing breaches in communication on their team. So she may be able to pitch that by saying that she helps to maximize the efficiency of communication and organization on the team so that communication doesn't break down. So if you know that about your client, being able to clearly communicate what you do in a way that appeals to them, so I think that is really, really, really important. And then I think fear of judgment when it comes to sales. So I think certain clients don't even initiate the sale, as I did not do in the beginning of my business, because they're afraid of what the people might say. What if they say no? What if they think I'm charging too much? Why would they? Why would I charge them because they're my friend? So all of those kind of pieces of hesitation come in, and they don't make the sale. And then with marketing, I think some of the same things. So not being specific enough when it comes to what it is you're marketing, what your company is exactly, who your company serves in your marketing and your branding, and not producing the kind of content that your ideal client might want in your marketing. I think those are some major things that I see can be challenges when it comes to sales and marketing. And you don't want to waste time, even though everything happens for a reason and it all works out the way it's supposed to, but you don't want you want to prevent any breakdowns in communication when it comes to how you communicate, what you do, and how you do it, and why you're awesome in your sales and marketing process.
Yeah, good information. Because, yes, when you are selling, you have to present the benefit to the client. And if you don't present the benefit and how you specifically can help them with their number one problem, then, yeah, you're not going to make the sale. Or you're going to make the sale, basically, if they don't have any other choices. But, yeah, so I like what you said regarding your client that was pitching to the wrong benefit. Sure, you know, the benefit of communication was good, but it wasn't the number one problem that the customer wanted to solve. So don't know if she got the business or not, but but yeah, so, and that all comes from your needs analysis. I mean, any good salesperson, you know, before they start, you know, offering a solution, they understand the problem, and they, you know, they offer a solution to the customer's problem. And I like also the fact that you tied in what you were doing originally into that, because as you were talking, that's basically what I was thinking of, where you had 30 clients or 30 potential clients and you're only able to close one. For some reason, I'm assuming that's what you're saying, you were not pitching to the right thing, right? Is that what you've discovered?
Yeah. You know what I was doing? I was doing amazing coaching sessions, and at the end of the coaching session, I would just speak. Let me see how to explain it. I would just kind of offer some encouragement to the person. So I might say, Myrna, I want to let you know that no matter if you coach with me or not, I know that you're going to do an amazing job at blank, 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 whatever it is. So I would do this amazing coaching session, and then I realized that I was unselling the client. I was saying, you don't need me. Go on ahead and do this yourself because you can't do it.
That is too funny.
And clients were doing really great things, and I'm very proud of them, the people who I did the consultations with. But I think some of them were hitting roadblocks, you know, after a certain time because they didn't have help, even though they wanted help.
Right.
And I kind of unsold them. So, and I, after that, I was quiet. I didn't say, do you want to buy this? I didn't say, I want to work with you. I didn't say any of that because I was so scared. And then when I actually started actually selling them, so offering them my service or my product, well, my service, I was like, okay, Myrna, now I have to sell this to you. So do you want to work with me? That's how I asked them. So, and people were saying yes. So when I finally started asking them if they wanted to work with me, people started saying yes, and I started getting clients one by one. And then I had to work on some other things. But that was my big problem. I wasn't at all actually offering the service to them. I was just, like when I say offering service, offering a paid service, I was just providing them with a blessing through coaching.
Yes.
One of the reasons why we go into business is so that we can make a profit. And so if we're not If we're not selling and we're not making money, we're not able to continue to do the thing that we have been called to do through our business. So
exactly.
That is what I had to realize. Like, I can serve more and bless my family more if I actually sell the product.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and they're saying if you're not making any money, then you just have, it's just a hobby.
Yeah.
So, all right. Okay, perfect. So you touched on this about, you know, earlier, but, you know, how does perseverance, motivation, and preparation fit into what it takes to have a thriving life or business? How do you, you know, when somebody is hitting a low spot or they're not doing well, how do you convince them to, you know, keep on persevering and motivate them?
Great question. So I think that if you look at the stories of many entrepreneurs who have done amazing things through their businesses, many of them hit big roadblocks in their businesses.
Yep.
A number of them, people said that they were not going to support their business, or their business was a crazy idea, or nobody was going to purchase from them. A number of them were told those things. Those individuals who ended up having a thriving businesses were those who decided to continue pushing forward their business if they knew that this business was a strategic venture, and if they knew that there was some sort of evidence that this business could be successful, and they were able to shift. So perseverance deals with shifting if needed, and that could be shifting your business structure, shifting your business idea, shifting your energy around your business, but continuing to move forward. If you believe that this business is meant for you. So I think perseverance is really important, because a lot of the businesses that may have failed decided to close their doors, and that was it. You know, it was over.
Yep.
And in some cases, that is the best thing to do, is to close the door and to close the business. But in other cases, it could have been something that had happened in that person's life, showing up, the giving up, the stopping, settling, whatever it is, that may not have been for a good reason. There's a difference between making a choice to stop or continuing to keep going because you know that's what you're supposed to do. Both are, you know, great. So I think with motivation, it's understanding your why. When it comes to life and business, why are you trying to be successful? Why are you trying to have this business? Why are you pursuing this specific job that you're pursuing? If your why is big enough and awesome enough, then it'll push you to do everything you have to do. I had a baby 9 months ago. She's almost 9 months old. About 9 months ago, I had a baby. And before that, I was working about 40 hours, and that's when my revenue was on par with my husband's salary. My business coach at the time, my previous business coach, she said, now remember that your child is now your why. So I now work 10 to 12 hours a week, and I'm close. To hitting the same revenue I had at 40 hours a week. And it's because I'm operating way more strategically with my time, and because my why is huge. I want to spend time with my daughter during the day. I want to spend time just playing, doing the ABCs, just hanging out. And in order to do that, I have to work strategically, and I have to work not even harder but smarter in the time that I have available. So that's my motivation. So your motivation has to be huge. And the same motivation, like a child or anything, your mother, a family member, even success, wealth, whatever it is, could also push you to be healthier, to love more, to be more joyful. So whatever it is your motivation is has to be huge in order for you to move forward. And then the last was preparation. Man, I meet some amazing people who I think could be amazing entrepreneurs, but they're not investing enough time into expertise. A wise person once told me, he was an international speaker, he said, Daphne, you shouldn't have to market a speaking engagement, which I believe you should market a speaking engagement. But he was like, if you're expert enough, if what you're bringing to the table is quality enough, is valuable enough, if your content is rich enough, people will want to hear what you have to say. And I think that that's true. And I think that if you're a wellness coach and you are the most amazing wellness coach, you're going to be awesome. I think Martin Luther King has a quote about being a windshield wiper and being the best a window wiper ever. So with me, I've come to a point in my business in the past actually 2 to 3 weeks where I have referrals coming in very consistently from clients. I was trying to give clients a $100 incentive to refer people to me, and even after I stopped that program, one, my clients didn't even remember that I had a $100 incentive. I was giving out $100. They're like, oh, $100, that's great. So I realized that when I do really amazing work, when I go above and beyond and really continue to learn how I can be an amazing coach, an amazing speaker, et cetera, that clients come and more clients come. So that preparation piece, setting aside time for professional development in any area is really important. I'm married to, and my husband and I try at least 2 to 3 times a week to read a marriage book, a book about marriage. We have a pretty good marriage going here. But we sit and we read a few sentences and we have a discussion. He goes first, then I talk. So we're always working on our marriage. So we're always preparing to be better and better and better and better. And I think that's why our marriage is peaceful and positive and we laugh so much, we play so much because of that, because being an entrepreneur full-time and a mom and being a wife could cause some chaos. But I'm trying to prepare in these different areas. How can I be healthier? How can I be spiritually healthier? How can I make sure that I'm in a good marriage, not just doing it, but preparing to always be better and better in each area? So that perseverance, motivation, preparation, every area, life and business, is super, super important.
Good job. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, if you, anything that you work at and anything you be excellent at, then you're right. It will come. You put the seed in the ground and you water it and then you will get your forest. So you just have to keep on learning and making sure you're the best and you offer people more than they expect. And sure enough, yeah, your business will grow. And obviously yours has, because now you're almost getting the same revenues from 12 hours versus 40. So that means that you're obviously charging more and because you have more to offer. And that's what growth is, right? So that is great. Great work. Great job. And I can tell by talking to you that you are an excellent speaker. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, some revenue is coming in from there too. Awesome. All right, well, let's take our final break, and we will come right back to Coach Daphne. Stay tuned.
If you are listening to this broadcast, it means that you are hungry for growth, hungry for change, hungry for insights, revelation, and knowledge. Whatever you need in your life, you will receive it today. For the past 20 years, Myrna has been an entrepreneur. As past CEO of Royal Livery Limousine Service, and now CEO of MyHelps Coaching and Consulting Services, Myrna has achieved good success. Awarded Entrepreneur of the Year, Myrna knows what it takes to help you be successful. Myrna helps her coaching clients to design a practical plan to close the gap of where they are today and where they would like to be tomorrow. In business, relationships, health, or career goals. That is why Myrna is offering a free 1-hour strategy session valued at $150, totally free, no strings attached. If you are listening right now, go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us and sign up now for a free session with Coach Myrna. She has helped business owners and other clients just like you overcome their obstacles and set them on a path to success. Take advantage of this offer today. Go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us right now.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna, and we are talking to Coach Daphne today. And she has been giving us some really good information about marketing and motivation and perseverance and what does a thriving business look like, and letting us know that balance is important. We have to care for our thoughts. We have to be spiritually strong, and that shows up in the success in your business world. So that is some great information. Now, as we wrap up, Coach Daphne, as a coach, speaker, and trainer, who are your ideal clients and audience?
Great question. So when it comes to coaching, my ideal clients, when it comes to business coaching, either have a vision that they're hoping to transition into a business, or they've had a business for 1 or 2 years that hasn't been as profitable that they're hoping to increase profit with. Oftentimes, this client is not totally clear on what exactly they need to do in order to produce the profit and results that they're seeking in their business. So that would be my ideal client when it comes to business coaching. When it comes to leadership coaching, those would be clients who have different areas of priority, financial health, fitness, any of those areas that they're hoping to focus on in order to make sure that they maximize the value of what they're producing in their life on a daily basis. So maybe they're seeking more peace, a feeling of more abundance in life, more direction. So that would be my leadership coaching clients that I think would be ideal clients. So those would be my two. Oh, I'm sorry, one more. I guess my speaking clients that I love speaking to want content about leadership or about business, especially entrepreneurship, or about surpassing obstacles or challenges. And I am a former teacher, so anyone who wants something that's kind of interactive, especially something where people will leave with some practical content, would be right up my alley.
Okay. Yes, I can tell you're passionate. I can tell that you do a very good job just by listening to you. You're right on point on all the things that you're talking about today. So how can someone get in touch with you? Do you have leave us your website, your contact information, whether it's your email or phone number? How can somebody reach you to find out more about your services?
Sure. My email address is Daphne@DaphneValsin, and that's V as in victory, A-L, C as in cat, I-N as in Nancy.com. So Daphne@DaphneValsin.com. They can like my Facebook page at Daphne Valsin Coaching, so it's Facebook.com/DaphneValsinCoaching. And my website is my name, so DaphneValsin.com. Again, that's Daphne Valsin, DaphneValsin.com.
Awesome. Very good. Okay. So, yeah, from what I've heard today, I'm pretty sure that there are going to be, some clients that are listening that's interested in getting more of your expertise. You're very knowledgeable on what you do. So I thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and your expertise. Thank you for being so passionate about it and delivering it so inspiringly. I appreciate that. I love passionate people, what they do. So we appreciate that you taking the time to talk to us today and to impart some of your knowledge. Thank you for tuning in to the Mindset Transformation Show. Every week we're here on Wednesday between 5 and 6, where I bring you empowering guests like Coach Daphne here that helps you to live your best life now by transforming your mind on situations and life skills that you can go from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow. If you would like to be a guest on the Mindset Transformation Show, you can email me at info@myhelps.us, which is myhelps.us, to check out what I do as a coach, speaker, and host. You can reach me at my website at www.myrnayounghelps.com. Myrna is MyrnaYounghelps.com. This particular recording and all the recordings from my shows are also on my YouTube channel. So if you want to listen to Coach Daphne again or any of my previous shows or future shows, then please look up my YouTube channel at myhelps.us, and please subscribe. Okay, Miss Daphne, thank you so much, and you have yourself a pleasant evening.
You're so welcome. I appreciate your time and had a great time on your show today. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Good night.